Most of those rescued are being held here, at the Reception and Identification Centre on the island of Kos. It's currently being expanded to accommodate more refugees. We were allowed to film the rescued passengers from a distance, but not to talk to them. Even though they've all tested negative for COVID-19, the Greek Centres for Disease Control mandates that they spend 2 weeks in quarantine. After that, they'll be allowed to apply for asylum here.
They were weary after spending 3 days at sea, but they also seemed relieved their misery was over. Some have mobility problems. We gave them water, food, first aid, and we're looking for clothing for them.
Their journey here was an ordeal and an accident. They set out from Turkey heading for Italy, but their ship lost power and they called for help. This is how the Greek Coast Guard found them, adrift on the Aegean Sea. They then towed them 750 kilometres to Kos, the nearest reception centre where they could be processed. According to Aegean Boat Report, an NGO that monitors refugee boats, that tow lasted almost 3 days because the Murat was dragged back and forth. Greek authorities say that's because they were trying to get Turkey to accept the boat back.
We sent two requests to the Turkish authorities, but they never responded. They responded just after we had this ship already in the port of Kos. Mainly, we were asking whether this ship is Turkish or not, and if it is Turkish, whether we should return that to the Turkish sea border.
Irregular migration has become a sensitive issue between Greece and Turkey. Under a 2016 agreement, Turkish authorities are supposed to prevent refugees from entering the European Union. But in March of last year, Turkey actively encouraged refugees to storm Greek borders. Ever since then, aid groups allege, Greek authorities have often tried to prevent potential asylum seekers from entering Greek territory. Such pushbacks are illegal under the Geneva Convention on the Status of Refugees. The passengers of the Murat 729 were caught in the intensifying politics of border management. John Psaropoulos, Al Jazeera, Kos.